Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. We have a few big rivalry matches coming up this weekend in Major League Soccer. Here they are on Saturday. The Columbus Crew take on FC Cincinnati in the Hell is Real Derby, 7:45 p.m. Eastern. Also on Saturday, a little Texas Derby between FC Dallas and Austin FC at 8:30. And then on Sunday, Cascadia Rules, Portland Timbers hosting Seattle Sounders. 4:45 p.m. Eastern. All these matches on Apple TV+.
I'm so excited to watch the last 30 minutes of Dallas Austin.
It's my team.
Right, but what do I do if, the other rivalry is just 45 minutes on before?
For multi-screen, baby.
So rude. Mm.
And then not watch anything.
Well, it's a good point. Quite the conundrum. All right, let's chat on
all the games at the same time.
Oh, Lord. Okay, we're going to chat on some of these rivalries. The thing is that in MLS, and I know Michael LaHood, you can attest to this, rivalry matches matter. They're important. They're the type of wins and matches that can kind of
revitalize
a team?
Rejuvenate.
That's what I'm looking for. Yep. God, I told you. Exactly. And so we've seen, you know, when you think about like the El Traficos and the Hell is Real Derby and the Hudson River Derby. I mean, these are big fixtures that I know that all teams kind of circle on their calendars looking ahead to the season. So when we think about Portland-Seattle, historically, this is one of the best rivalries that we have in Major League Soccer. But this season, neither of these teams are really lighting it up. They're sitting 11th and 12th in the standings right now. Portland actually is behind Seattle, which I did not realize until I was doing some research on this segment. But Phil Neville, in his first season in charge of the Portland Timbers and Seattle Sounders, have been, I mean, I think they were my pick to win MLS Cup this year. So when you think about this iteration of the Cascadia Cup rivalry, Michael LaHood, how do you anticipate this going? And could this be sort of, you know, a game that re-energizes one of these teams if they're able to get a win against their biggest rival?
I think it definitely has the capacity to. When I think of the history of this, it is my favorite rivalry. Hell is Real is a close second, and got to put Austin and FC Dallas there just because of the playoff implications they've had in previous years and being close to it. But the thing that we associate with this rivalry, goals. Golazos, not just goals, but golazos. And seeing both sets of supporters really get each other. These two teams hate each other. We've seen red cards. We've seen last-minute goals. We've seen some of the best goals of the season. And this season, we're seeing two sides that give up goals for fun. So I'm expecting a lot of goals in this match.
You've been to Providence Park. Mm. I mean, it's ornery. It's honestly, I think it's probably my favorite MLS venue for that reason. It just feels so on top of you, and the Timbers Army are absolutely, I know, Timber Joey with his chainsaw.
Yeah.
It's incredible. How big of a factor do you think they can play, the supporters, in this fixture?
I hope so. I mean, they, you know, one of the things that impressed me the most about that, I don't even know if that helped. Okay, there we go. I'm back. One of the things that impressed me the most the first time I went, I'm good right now. Thank you, though. was how the fan base will find a way to they almost have another new chant for whatever the moment calls mm-hmm. for. You know, they don't stop singing for 90 minutes. Timber's Army feels like they're enveloping the entire side of the stadium. And it's an impressive thing. And I think Phil Neville's team needs this right now.
Yeah.
Because what have we seen from Phil Neville's team? What have we made of this, like, their identity under Phil Neville's tutelage?
You've got Jonathan Rodriguez, you've got Felipe Mora, and you're not finding ways to score goals and beat teams. This team is not built to be in 11th or 12th position.
Yeah.
This is something that, and a game like this is going to be huge for this fan base and the level of confidence they have with Phil Neville. Because you've mentioned this before, Mike. Sometimes if you're having a down season, it's that rivalry. You need to win that rivalry. Dirk Klassiker, you mentioned. And in this case, this is huge.
Uh-huh.
This is huge for this fan base. This is something they want, those bragging rights. And when you're going to, if you play listless against Seattle, if you still look like you can't find ways to score or keep the team out of your own net, you're against Seattle. This is going to lead to a lot of negativity.
What was strange about Charlotte, where Portland Timber lost 2-0. The game before, Kamal Miller had an own goal.
Yeah.
And Neville benched Kamal Miller.
Yeah.
To me, you can make a mistake. It's just, I don't know. It caught my attention that he wasn't in the starting lineup.
They've been interesting because they started out really well. Yeah. And I think they were raising eyebrows like, oh, look at this. Because I don't know. I think it was an interesting choice, Phil Neville, as the manager of this Portland side. But then,
surprised us all.
And so, you know, after a hot start, they've certainly cooled off. But again, this could be an opportunity for them to just kind of turn things around. Seattle, on the other hand, need as many points as they had, because the thing is, we've seen them, we've talked about them, like what they were able to do in 2016 when they're at the bottom and then suddenly they go on this run and they end up winning an MLS Cup. You don't want to wait too long before you start accumulating those points, and no better time for Brian Schmetzer and this group to start against your biggest rival in Cascadia.
Well, there are no strangers to going to Portland and humiliating them.
Yeah.
I think back to that 6-2 match where it was, I remember just sitting there, it was one of the few MLS matches where I've stayed up, or not stayed up, watched a match on prime time and thought, one team showed up and the other team is still in the locker room.
Yeah.
So I think he'll relish the moment because all of the pressure is on Phil Neville.
Yeah.
It's at your place, on your terms, and disciplinary issues. Against LAFC, disciplinary issues cost Portland. And they're scoring goals. Santi Moreno's getting the goals. Felipe Mora, he looks to be back in form. But defensively, their back line's a sieve.
Mm-hmm.
Their back line's a sieve.
They don't have one clean sheet this season.
It's tough to watch them defend.
It feels like, again, rivalries, you don't take into context, or at least I don't, because what the situation demands for you to show up. And oftentimes in a rivalry, both teams know what the situation demands, and they show up, and we get amazing games. But the narrative is still underlying.
I hope so.
And if Seattle beats Portland at Portland's home, it can really start to shift the narrative against Phil Neville.
Yeah,
pressure.
Because it's been completely inconsistent, and it's a poor run of form, and we're already at the point of the season where, all right, we've had enough of a sample size to know what this team is about. Yes, the season is long. Yes, summer is only around the corner, and this team, I guess, can get better if you go to the transfer window. It can really start to shift the narrative.
For sure.
On Phil Neville.
Quickly, before we head to break, Austin have turned things around. Look, just a few weeks ago, you and I were looking at each other, and we were like,
What's going on? So I watched the game against Vancouver. And everyone's going to talk about your Sebastian Driussis, but man, Brad Stuver, that back line getting shutouts.
Yep.
It's about being good defensively. You stop the bleeding in the back line. We talk about how bad Portland and Seattle have both been. And the Sounders, they're getting goals from Rui Diaz, but Austin look like one of the dark horse teams now. Their signings of Haider Obreon, he's got the pace. Diego Rubio, he's a striker that they've been missing. Jassy Zardes is not the answer. I like those two recruitments.
Yeah.
They got it wrong last year with recruitments. And just keep an eye on the name Austin
FC. It's amazing.
Just keep an eye on
him.
Just
quickly
saying.
And quietly that narrative has changed it's, around this
we
team.
We were talking about Josh Wolf was being on the hot seat.
100%.
Now he's on a ventilated seat. He's good. He's good. He's feeling comfy.
He's got the ladies waving the fans. Yeah. The whole thing.
The only thing above ventilated seat is a seat in this studio because that's the coldest seat.
Because it's freezing.
It is freezing.
It is. Yeah, we've got the FC Dallas taking on Austin FC Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And then Sunday, Portland Timbers facing Seattle Sounders, 4:45. All these matches on Apple TV Plus.
Everyone is talking about IF.
I'm going to go to limb here, but I like it. I love it.
It's original and heartfelt.
Ta-da!
And the must-see comedy of the summer that's perfect for the whole family.
This is just so exciting.
IF, rated PG, now playing in theaters.